Hi, besties, and welcome to Semi-Qualified Queens,
a show where we talk about all things drag because we are semi-qualified to speak on it.
I'm Kendall Gender.
And I'm Cynthia Keys. I remembered my line.
You remembered.
The bare
also,
minimum.
I'm not Kendall Gender, for if anyone's wondering. If anyone's just listening, this is Juice Fox. I'm so sorry.
Oh my God. Could you imagine? No, Kendall would be like, hello. I feel like she has like a
very, this
like,
is Kendall Gender.
She doesn't sound like a, she rasps it up. Whenever I do a Kendall impression, she's like, do I really sound like that? And I'm like, kind of.
Yeah, she does kind of sound like a New York bus driver sometimes.
Yeah, she's an experienced gal.
Yeah, she's got a raspy little voice on her. I want to make sure that I've got all the controls. Okay, okay. I'm good.
Honey, Juice has got the controls this week. She's doing the soundboard. How do you feel? Stressed?
I feel. I was just like,
so
where's
good.
The Ariana?
Yeah. Like, panic. I must find it. Oh
where's
my God.
The Ariana?
Speaking know, I've of got, trending sounds.
Oh,
the
yeah,
amount of times I have heard Sam Smith and Kim Petras, they're unholy. Mommy I feel like I have heard that song this week.
Really? Like, did that just fall onto your TikTok? It's been like that
for
2 months.
I'm tapping out. Like, I've heard it so many times that, like, at first it was cute. Then it was like, okay, it's a trending sound. And then now I cannot open an app without hearing, Mommy don't know, I'm shut up. Like, I'm literally, it's officially made me hate the song. And I feel bad because it's a bop.
See, what I'm hearing a lot right now is, it's a chicken salad.
Okay.
that's what I'm hearing a lot. That's my TikTok page. Have you heard that one?
No, and this makes me think that, like, I'm in my own little algorithm bubble, so it's not even relatable
content. I think you may be in, like, a millennial boomer bubble, and I may be cool Gen Z bubble. I'm just saying.
Okay, the tables just turned so quickly.
Let me find the chicken salad one. Let me find the chicken salad one.
Oh, my God, please.
Okay, I think I found it. Oh my God, here she is, my queen. Oh, somebody remix it.
Chicken salad. It's a chicken salad. It's a chicken salad. Chicken salad. Cool. I look forward to that one in 3 weeks as a boomer.
Yes, when it finally catches up to you on Boomer TikTok. She just looks so happy to be eating this chicken salad. I don't know.
I mean, hey, I find a well-stacked salad, like, with all the goodies, like a crouton, some of those more bougie things like bacon bits and, like, I don't know, like, a Cobb salad is my jam.
Really? Are you a Cobb salad girl?
Yeah.
I'm a Caesar girl. I love a Caesar. Do you know what? Actually, me and Mr. Box went to Vegas a few years ago. He did a tour of Caesar salads. So everywhere we went, he would get a Caesar salad just to see, because every restaurant in Vegas does Caesar salads just like a little bit different. So he wanted to see how everyone did Caesar salads.
That's like the whitest thing you can do. I love that so
much.
Oh,
yeah. One of them was like a deconstructed one where it was like, it was the strangest Caesar salad I've ever seen. It was in a mason jar. Everything was kind of like discombobulated.
A mason jar?
It was strange. It was good. It tastes like a Caesar salad, but it was weird.
That's like Caesar salad, but Lego. Like, make it yourself.
Yeah, it was
it
very,
came with
like
a little instruction manual in the salad. With the parts. Oh my God,
Legoland?
But I missed you. I feel like we didn't talk all week. How are you doing?
I'm good. I had a bit of a busier week because I was feeling very down in the dumps last week. So this week was like making up for all that. So I found I got very busy very fast.
Miss productivity.
Productivity on a grande.
We love that. Right? We love busy bitches. Busy bitches get stuff done.
I know. A TikTok told me that I would be the luckiest I've ever been this week. And I said, I will manifest that. So
I have a problem with those fortune teller TikToks. Like,
they
are the funniest thing in the world when it's just music and text. And it's just like, you're going to find your crush tonight if, like, you use this sound. Like, use this sound. I'm like, how is me using this sound in an app going to change anything in the world?
It's because you're manifesting it. It's because you're allowing it into your life and you're allowing the universe to give you those things.
Stop scrolling. If you've seen this video, you needed to see it. You needed to see it. This video is for you. Stop scrolling.
Those are my shit. Mine is the girls with the tarot cards.
Yeah.
Where she's just like, you have been waiting for this video. You have been waiting for this video all week long. And then she'll like pull a card out and she won't explain to you anything. She'll be like, luck is coming your way.
Yeah.
She doesn't tell you the card. She doesn't read you anything, but she's just like, you have been waiting for this day. And I'm just like, and there's 4 million likes on it. So, you know, everyone has touched it. And I'm just like, this is for me.
Literally a small tear down your cheek. I needed that.
Yeah.
Oh my God.
Cynthia's watching it like this.
Yeah. Stop scrolling. That'd be really funny to actually take their fortunes and have the Wii music in the background. Your day is going to be crazy.
Your day is going to be so crazy. Boo, 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 boo.
Everything seems like a complete hack.
I know. Okay. Shall we?
Honestly, we shall. I'm really excited. And
yeah.
We just watched the episode. We're fresh, baby. We are fresh. We just watched Drag Race UK. And I love the abbreviation. It's like DRUK. It looks like it says Druck. Druck.
I was
going to
say. Druck. So yeah, this is Drag Race UK season 4, episode 6. Baby has just gone home. I am absolutely destroyed because I am used to Sminty. Loved Sminty. Big fan of Sminty. Gone.
Yeah.
Baby, one of my early favorites. Big fan. Love Baby so much. Sends herself home for some mental health healing. If they touch Dakota, I will burn this place to the ground.
You take your hands off Dakota. Well, the funny part is, it was either Baby or Dakota last episode. I think it was actually supposed to be Dakota. I think it was supposed to be Dakota.
Dakota. So actually, a lot of people, I felt very
Dakota
unpopular.
Schiffer.
It was supposed to be Dakota Schiffer. I felt very unpopular last week reading Twitter and all these things because everyone in the world was just like, it was a double save. It was going to be a double save. They were both amazing. It was a double save, double save. It was a double save. And I sat here, shady as fuck, being like, oh, no, they totally did it so they could send Dakota home. Like an asshole. And then I'm seeing all these things on Twitter of everyone just, like, hyping both of them up. And I was just like, fuck, I'm a dick.
No, Juicebox I'm going to stop canceled you right again. There. I'm going to stop you right there. I love you having your own opinion. I love that we record this too quickly to know what the populist opinion is. Because we are here to be semi-qualified. And that's how you felt. So I am here across the country via Riverside here to support you. Thank you. In front of a live audience.
In front of a live studio audience. Yes.
Yeah. We actually have Dakota here today.
Front of our live studio audience, clapping for Cynthia.
Yeah.
Way to go.
So you think, not you, but the world, minus Juicebox, thought it was supposed to be a dupla save.
A dupla save for Dakota Schiffer and Bubba.
Bubba. I don't know.
Yeah, I saw a lot of that.
I had my thoughts, but we will never know, because Baby went, hold on, Rue. Can I say something? Can I say something?
I think I need to leave. And yeah. I was just like,
but you know what? Shout out to Cheddar Gorgeous just being such a class act. They get into the workroom and they're just like, I'm not even feeling bad. Let's just like give her one more round of applause, because I think this was Baby standing up for her boundaries. This was Baby kind of reaching a limit, and instead of spiraling, which is like great TV, she decided to just take a knee.
As we know. Yes. We love a spiral.
We love a spiral, especially the first episode of the season. But, like, no complaints. It can happen at any point. I'm down for it. Give me a spiral, baby.
Baby.
So she's gone, and it's our first girl who kind of self-eliminated in a minute. She bend a la creme'd it.
I was going to say, what are our self-eliminations? We have
Baby.
I am trying to think of things that will not get me in trouble. We have Ben, we have Baby.
Alexa, play NDA by Billie Eilish. So maybe we'll find out more of that in a minute.
Yeah, maybe
we'll we're going to play a comedy rule and come back to that in a long time.
Oh, my God.
But that's why we have clips.
Can we get you some water, please?
Yeah, get us some water.
Let's get you some water.
Okay. Anyways. So There is no mini challenge this week.
No, Ru just jumped into the workroom and was like, hey, sluts. Okay, so, so your maxi this week is Snatch Game.
Good morning, dugongs.
hey, ladies.
I wish. Imagine RuPaul just threw away her whole persona and just started acting like Chanel from Scream Queens.
Oh, that'd be great.
Good morning, dugongs. Time to get your shit rolling, uglies. Like, just horrible. Horrible and mean. I would fucking live. I would be like, yes, rip them apart. Call them ugly manatees.
Oh, yeah. RuPaul has the power to, like, conduct those rooms no matter what. Like, he could spit in their face and they're like, that was so cool.
Yeah, RuPaul could spit in my face and I'd be like, thank you, mommy.
Literally.
So, but with that said, we have the biggest episode of the season, what everybody looks forward to, and we are honored with a winner today, Snatch Game.
Snatch Game. I love it. I love when it comes up because it makes me relevant. Because guess what, folks? I won the Snatch Game on my season. That's right. This little bitch is about to get cocky. No, I mean, like, for me, I feel very blessed in that, like, I had the right character. I gave it my all. You basically just need to be insane. Like, I feel like that is what people look for. But, like, is it still, like, the it girl of maxis? Do we still think it has that, like, power?
I think after Priyanka bombed it and won, it's sort of kind of wavered a bit. Because it became, if you were a front runner in Snatch Game, you were a front runner in the rest of the show. And I think when she did not do very well, that's when it started to kind of go down. Because it was always before Priyanka that everyone did good on the Snatch Game and then won.
Priyanka, you ruined it. You ruined my juju.
Also, I just want to let everybody know, anytime I can tell Cynthia is about to go into, like, a moment, like, a where moment. She's going to talk about something that she's very passionate about, it's taking my whole being to not press the Wii music.
Oh my God,
No, it's mean. I'm going to wait. Now you're gonna sense it. But you were just about to go into a whole thing about how you appreciate being a winner of the Snatch Game, and I was ready to just be like,
so I won Snatch Game. The key to the success is be yourself. Yes, and always just make sure you're agreeing, but then go fucking crazy, and from there, you're gonna win.
So, yes, she we're going into it. The Snatch Game.
Thanks, Priyanka. I could have gone all the way, but no, apparently winners don't have to win Snatch anymore.
So, well, when did you get eliminated after Snatch Game? How much further?
I think it was, like, not the next episode, but the episode after that.
Oh, it's pretty soon. Because you were, what place were you?
Actually, the same order as our girly that goes home this week, LaPhil. So I was seventh.
Seventh place?
Yeah,
there were six girls left.
There were six girls left after me. Yeah.
That's hateful.
That's okay. That's fine. Yeah. It's cool.
It's fine.
We had some political runways that week. We couldn't really send. We had to send me home. It was, if you rewatch, you'll know what I'm talking about.
Yeah. There was no touching anybody else but you.
Yeah. I had to go.
So, I like, did you just, are you powdering?
Girlie's got a powder. We've got video now. We can't be shiny. Yes, we do have video.
Oh, I want to put out a formal apology. We had a little bit of technical difficulties, so we were unable to launch the Patreon and the video content last week, but we promise you it is up and running now. We will have the link for you in the description. We are both going to be launching it on all of our socials that we have the Patreon up and running. It is only $3 to join if you want to join. Support the pod and be able to see all of our video content. We'll work on maybe some other cute little things that we'll put up there. Maybe we'll have some merch in the future, but for now it's very bare bones, just getting our cute little video content if you just want to see our cute little faces and the things that we're referencing.
Honey, I love looking at you bare boned. Like, that's like, this is the best you've ever looked. Like, honestly, SQ cuties, we look so good this episode. Like, alarmingly better than ever. Like, I think you know what we look like, but there's something about Riverside. We've just stepped it up. We look so good. Don't we look so good? I hate you! I'm trying to sell the Patreon. Patreon or Patreon? How do you say it? Patreon?
Patreon. I say Patreon.
Cool. I say Patreon.
Decada Fisher. So we're going into the Snatch Game. We have a walkthrough with Miss Bag of Chips, who looks incredible.
Yeah, she looked cute.
She looks beautiful. Have you ever met Baga?
Really quickly at DragCon? Was she there?
Yeah. I met Baga at DragCon, and it was at, I was doing Angina and Morgan McMichael's party at the Globe Theater.
Yes.
And there was a lot of people who couldn't come, a lot of people who joined last minute, all these things. We didn't know who was going to be on stage because it was the chaos of DragCon weekend. Mm-hmm. And
chaos wasn't announced yet. She wasn't even there.
No, chaos wasn't announced. So Baga was one of the headliners. Oh, sorry, I burped.
Love a mid-story burp.
Yeah, just a mid-story, just belch. But Baga was one of the headliners, and she was one of the ones where we were like, we don't know if she's going to come, because, like, she had such a crazy day. Like, she was so busy, and it was getting a little bit later, and, like, she hadn't shown up yet, all these things.
Yeah.
So eventually she did show up. It wasn't anywhere near when she needed to go on, so it was fine. But I got to meet her, and she was so tired. Aww. Like, so insanely tired. I felt terrible. But the fucking nicest person I've ever met. Like, mm-hmm. she was just, like, talking to just, like, another gal at the bar. Like, she was so cool, so sweet. I don't know if she knew who I was. I don't really care. Because she was just, like, so sweet to me. And just, she was just, like, on the couch. And you could tell all she wanted to do was just, like, cuddle up and go to sleep.
Yeah.
You know?
When you hit that wall of exhaustion.
Yeah. She was just so sleepy. But she was really, really nice. So... I love chips.
Did we notice that she was sporting a little Jimbo necklace in the workroom?
Oh, did she have a Jimbo necklace on?
The teeny tiny little kind of carry
necklace. Oh, I didn't
necklace.
See that.
It's not cursive, but it's more Jimbo font. But yeah, she was wearing Justice for Jimbo.
I think necklace. I actually have a Jimbo necklace. Jimbo gave us all one.
Totally. I've got one too.
Yeah. Do you have a Jimbo necklace?
Yeah, I've got one too, girl.
Well, I thought it was just the season one girls. Never mind. Nope.
She's sharing those with everybody. She's a shameless whore.
So she goes through the walkthrough to let everybody know what she thinks of their... I almost said cosplays. Of who they're going to pick for Snatch Game. Yeah, it's
their
kind,
character
of, a, kind
choices.
Of a cosplay.
Yeah.
So Cheddar is going to go with Queen Elizabeth.
Yep.
Which I think is a good idea. I don't know. It's hard to tell with Queen Elizabeth. You can kind of go anywhere with it.
Because you know what? Some of the girls, they stuck with their guns. They definitely said, no, this is what I'm going to do. I know how to make this funny. And then we had a couple flip-floppers. You know, there was Danny Beard, who definitely... It was kind of like through a walkthrough with RuPaul. You can temperature check, do a little taste test of your character choice. And if she's not already into it, you basically want to change your mind. And if she gives you a suggestion, take it. Just take it.
And the best example of that is John Burrs. Because they were going to do Enya, which I was just like, oh my God, that's the worst idea. Like, what are you fucking going to do with that?
Is it Enya? Or
is it Enya?
Or is it Enya?
Oh my God. She said it, and like, Mr. Box is a very big Enya fan, to the point where like, Enya is always on my, like, year-end Spotify review because Mr. Box plays so much Enya.
Who can say where the wind blows? Sail away, sail away.
Oh, when I need a mood boost. Loves Sail Away.
Serotonin afloweth.
Yeah. Our house is always just, like, there's just, every TV is on, and each one of them has, like, maybe, like, a bonfire. One of them will have, like, a rainforest with, like, rain pouring on it. And then one will have Enya, like, at all times.
You live it like a little spa. I love that.
Yeah.
I also love that John Burrs switched that character. As much as we love Enya sonically, I don't think it would have made for a character that's funny enough.
Yeah. No. No, and I'm happy that they went with St. Patty, because St. Patty, you could it's nothing. You could do whatever you want with it.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
And we already saw RuPaul kind of laugh at it, so it's a little bit of breadcrumbs to be like, Jombers, this way, Jombers.
This way, Jombers! This way! And I haven't really been, like, a massive Jombers fan, but, like, I think this really kind of pulled me in. Now, did Peppa have any other one? It was just Little Nas?
You know what? I think it was... They came out of the gate pretty confident about their Lil Nas, Mm-hmm. And I found it funny that RuPaul was saying, we don't know what Lil Nas sounds like. Like, he's a mute or something.
Like, I literally was just like, girl, recording artist.
Yeah, like we don't know what Lil Nas sounds like, so you could really do anything.
It's like, he's a mute.
They've done interviews. It's not as though he's only sings and raps and then goes back into his house.
But
like,
I think, but something that's funny with Lil Nas is Lil Nas is quite funny on their TikTok. But I don't think funny in a way that's like,
they're meme. They're really clever. Like, they're with it with the kids. Like, they get the algorithm right away.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yeah, 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 yeah.
I also love how you're calling him Little Nas.
What is it?
What's Lil? Like, L-I-L.
Lil? Not Little?
Yeah, you're like, Little Nas.
Little Nas.
Little Nas.
It's just Little Nas. I think that's fair. I'm just being a true to my Caucasian roots.
Honey, more than ever on that Caesar salad tour.
But my Caesar salad.
Black Peppa, she was going through it. She was super worried, but then didn't switch. Like, in those moments, I think it's best just to switch. Like,
what? But who else could she have done that you think would be good?
Well, I'm put on the spot. I should have wrote something down. But, like, something that felt, I don't know, clearly she doesn't have the funny bone in her, but I'd want her to pick someone that just, like, it could just be, lean into something that's so close to Black Peppa. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Yeah. So it's almost like she's just being funny, almost being herself, like, falling into a character, falling into just her own comedic timing. Because she is quite funny. She does have, like, cute little quippy moments. You know? So maybe it'll be like a redemption for one day she'll be able to be funny on another session.
Maybe one day.
Maybe.
But
one day.
So, and then Danny Beard is also going through it. They're feeling that Rue isn't picking up what she's putting down. And we're kind of left in suspense before the actual maxi. And we end up finding out they do a little bit of a character change.
Did they?
Yeah, they were going.
Sorry, I didn't know who either
they were,
was.
They were British people, but then she ended up going forward with someone. Cilla Black was not her choice. It was someone Wales, I believe, was the other British.
I had no fucking idea.
We have lots of British listeners.
I know, but I literally was just like, who the fuck are these people? Like, what is happening right now? And like, I was just like sitting there just like, they didn't even show a picture. Like, I was just like, who is this?
I will be honest, I love a quick little picture when it's
somehow, I love a picture.
Yeah, just a little reference, because the show is so internationally viewed that it'd be nice to have that kind of moment. To get context. Well,
who was their original? Here, I'm gonna look it up. Who was their original choice?
I wrote it. I actually deleted it because as I was doing my notes, I was like, never mind. There's Cilla. But it was someone Wales.
Well, let me look up Cilla Black then.
Yeah.
Cilla Black. English singer. Oh, is that who they were?
Do they have big teeth like Danny did? Like, was that?
Kind of. They've got a bit of an overbite.
Okay, so they really leaned in on that.
Yeah. I have no fucking idea who this is. She's cunt, though. I love her. Sorry. She looks she looks like she was very famous in the 60s.
Should we dive into the maxi?
Yeah, let's go through it. Let's go. Do you want to go one by one through each of their performances?
Yeah, I think as far as like the way they sat on the panel, like let's just go through how we thought each girly did, starting with Cheddar Gorgeous.
Great.
So good.
I think it's pretty safe if you do an old matriarch and make them a little cheeky and a little naughty. It's a safe bet.
Yeah, slutty. Just like
everybody loves slutty. A slutty grandma.
Yeah.
You know?
It's like two wrongs make a right.
You know, and it is a bit, I find sex jokes are a low-hanging fruit, but I feel like with a grandma, it might be a low-hanging fruit, but it's still a funny one. I don't think it's too overdone to the point where it's just, like, too crass and too, like, okay, you're just making sex jokes. It's just, like, kind of still like, aw, Graham, that's so funny, you know? I thought it was good.
Very smart, very clever. I thought, like, that's the kind of character that I wouldn't touch just to get all the history wrong. Like, I would be, like, spitting lies, do you know?
Oh, like, misinformation.
I would have no
constantly.
Idea. I would have no idea how to make it accurate. So for that point, I really like Cheddar. I love how she still injects this intellect into all of her drag. It's on a top level maximalist and large and loud, but if you actually dissect it, what she's saying is very clever.
Very, very clever. She's so smart. And every week I get more and more attracted to her. Every week.
Ooh.
I know. It's the big chest. It just does something to me.
It sends you there.
It's somewhere to put my head and sleep.
Did you feel organized after watching La Phil play Marie Kondo?
Ooh, rough.
Devo. Absolutely Devo.
Absolutely Devo. She did this because I'm such a La Phil fan, and it was very bad. And I felt like it was just like she fell on almost just like the accent. Like she fell on like the stereotypical accent to try and make it funny. Mm-hmm. And I was just like,
it wasn't working. It wasn't working the first time in the workroom when she's like, she barely speaks English. This will be so funny. And everyone's like, and then she's like, no, it's hilarious. She doesn't speak English. And it's like, La Phil, that's actually not enough of a character. Like when how RuPaul this episode, it was like, have intention, have an objective. To not speak English is not an objective. So for Marie Kondo,
We've been so conditioned to not laugh at other people's inability to do things. Like we've been so conditioned to know, like when I was younger, to make fun of an Asian accent was comedy, you know, because there were so many white people that would do it and they would make it comedy. And you would be like, this is a funny joke. Like this is what you laugh at. And we've been so conditioned to know that that's like not funny anymore. That like now I feel like, obviously she's Asian, she's just using her own culture and she's making a joke out of it. But I think that we've been so like learned that this is like, okay, well, this isn't really the butt of the joke anymore, that I think all of us are just kind of watching just like, yes, she has a very thick Asian accent. Yes. Like it's just
kind of what she'll probably spell some words wrong.
Yes, that's fine. Like, she speaks two languages. She's already way ahead of me. That kind of thing.
Yeah.
So I felt like she could have brought more jokes to it rather than leaning onto that.
Yeah.
I don't know, like make her messy, you know, make her
loved that
like,
suggestion. I thought that was so funny. I thought that would have been really funny.
Just make her like it's all a front. Like she's actually super, super messy. And she's just like faking it. I don't know. Mm-hmm. I don't think it was the best character choice, but she looked great.
Or super OCD, like had the girl's name card beside her even like moved over an inch, she would have been like, get that name card away from me. Like just go nuts.
Yeah.
Be mad at something you know, like organization makes her like spiral. Instead, she was too middle of the road.
Constantly folding.
Yeah.
Constantly. Like nonstop folding. You know, something more than just, it felt really flat. Who's next?
Danny Beard. Wasn't her night.
And I thought it would be, because she's so good at these things.
You know, I think Snatch Game, you have to be a big personality and you have to be really like loud. But if you don't also bring the clever and the wit, like if you're really just like screaming nonsense, which I kind of feel like Danny was.
Yeah.
It's not enough. Like you can't just be screaming nonsense. It has to have a joke in there. Like it truly does, or you just get the flat line and it becomes really awkward and they edit it to just accentuate that. It's like,
Well, and I also felt like there wasn't an aspect of the teeth made her hard to understand.
Yep.
You know? So it's just like, even she already has quite a thick English accent, which I feel like she can really lean into and make really funny and have a lot of fun with. But this with the teeth, even if she did say a joke that was hilarious, I just couldn't understand it. So I was just kind of like, it just felt like she was yelling. Yeah.
I bet you I know why she did this character.
Hmm.
She didn't want to get rid of her spray tan. She said, no, I can't do it. La Phil was right.
I can't
Clocked.
Do it. Clocked. How can I get rid of my, sun? My suntan. So the other person was supposed to be very pale. I don't know what the fuck it was.
We may never know.
We may never know. I wish there was watch this episode again.
It's not as if it was recorded and on multicam and perfectly captured. There is no way we will ever figure this out.
No, we couldn't like Google it really quick. All right, next we've got our favorite Roxy Rude, or aka Pixie Polite.
We saw a little bit of Roxy Rude at the beginning of the episode. I feel like she was shading Jombers a little bit.
A little bit. It was a little Roxy Rude came out.
Was she Nancy Neutral?
A little Nancy Neutral, cheeky bugger.
How do we think Pixie did as Cheryl Bassey?
Absolutely shit.
Yeah, it was really bad. Like she just was dangling diamonds from one hand to another and thought that was enough.
Also, like she's not white. Like it's just she's not white. Like, and I hate to sound like that, like, I hate to sound like that person, but, like, yeah. I understand, I think it's the biggest cop-out for a white person to be like, well, there's more to her than her race. What?
Yeah, at that point, if you're walking on that tightrope, I want you to be undeniably funny, like, Bob the Drake Queen level funny, when he did switch out and play a different race, there's a way you can pull it off. We should say, Cheryl Channing. Ha! Neither.
Yeah. Channing.
Do you know what I mean?
Raspberry.
Bob did do it and was fantastic, fan-fucking-tastic, undeniably amazing, then that's the thing with comedy. You can get away with a lot if you find a way to make people laugh. Genuinely make people laugh. And Pixie didn't. She just didn't. I'm not defending it. I'm just saying some notes. If she wanted to go there, she should have been like untouchably. Like, hilarious. Undeniably hilarious. And she wasn't. She just looked really old. She just looked like an old lady.
Really? I thought she looked beautiful. I thought she looked stunning.
Well, now. I don't think it was old a beautiful is ugly. Age. I thought she looked beautiful.
But I don't think she looked aged.
She did the cool makeup, the old wrinkles really well. I thought she looked kind of like... I thought her maybe, special you know effects what? Was cool. I don't know. Your Cynthia, TV's too big.
I watched it on my small TV today. I couldn't see the big... I couldn't... I
you
wasn't
missed
on big
the
TV.
Jimbo necklace?
I missed the Jimbo necklace. I missed the wrinkles. I watched it on my small TV.
It's as if you didn't even watch it. If it's not
78, it's like
it's
not even watching it.
We're going to rent a movie theater next week.
Yeah, so I can really... I want to see...
Yeah, I want to see pores.
Yeah. And like, I know I feel like I'm being really harsh today on the Snatch Game stuff, especially from someone who didn't even make it that far, but...
I mean, welcome to Semi-Qualified Queens, right?
Welcome to Semi-Qualified. This is just for anybody listening. This is, again, just for fun. We're just having a good time. This is just for giggles. This is nothing malicious. No malicious words are being said. Don't subtweet me on Twitter. I'm tired of it. My mental health can't take it.
Stop it, guys.
Anyways. Dakota.
Dakota Shaffer.
Dakota Shaffer.
Wow.
Great.
This was one of my tops this week. She did really good.
Big fan.
Really fun. Pete Burns has always been one of those characters that I find hours go by and I'm like in YouTube holes. Just every couple months I find myself in like a Pete Burns rabbit hole
online.
They're
very fascinating. What were they famous for? Were they an artist?
Many a times. The you spin me right round, baby, right round. That's Pete back in the day. And then they got a ton of plastic surgery. Like, they were one of the, like, poster childs of plastic surgery when...
But they weren't trans.
Kind of experimental. You know, perhaps if Pete was still with us, that could have changed. But at the time, he was identifying just as, like, Pete. Like, being totally themselves and going on Big Brother. That was kind of their last, like, hurrah in pop culture. And he made quite a splash. Really, really big persona. Obviously missed current day. But I think by Dakota doing him as, like, even more outlandish and hilarious, this is where it's fine to do. It's like, you can't, it's like, oh, is it too soon? Like, oh, is it too close to his passing? It's like... If you make this funny, it's respectful. And so she did. She made it hilarious.
Well, I think she made it funny, but she didn't go... She didn't, like... It's not like she was railing lines, you know? Someone was going to do Whitney Houston, and they were going to fall onto the cocaine thing.
Yeah.
You know? And I feel like that would have been, like, a too soon disrespectful thing. But it felt like she played Pete Burns in a very respectful, funny... way where it wasn't poking fun. It was more like laughing with them, you know?
Absolutely. Yeah.
I had a great time. I really enjoyed Dakota. I was actually surprised she was just safe.
That was close. I think she didn't have enough of, like, an arc, this story. They kind of just, like, skirted her through.
And she also didn't have enough kind of, like, zingers in there. Like, she was just kind of, like, add additional kind of joy within the snatch game.
Mm-hmm. Now, Peppa. Little Nas.
Little Nas. Yaks. Rough.
Rough boots.
Rough boots.
Her Lil Nas was a little nosh. It made me nauseous.
Yeah, it was a little not. Well, not, but
it didn't do anything. It just didn't go anywhere.
But do you think we'll get a Priyanka edit where it's just like someone has to lip sync on the Snatch Game episode and then they go on to win the season?
I think we give Snatch Game too much power. I think that's my real hot take. I think, like, okay, let's see how she does. I'm not looking at this episode like, what are in the cards for the entire season? It's like, I don't know. Perhaps I'm jaded. I mean, I won, and they were like, bye, girly.
See you later.
Yeah. Okay, leave. You're bad.
Bye.
Yeah. We like Kendall and Gia more. One of these Rat Pack girls later has got to go. This is getting ridiculous.
Yeah. We're not even tired. They're not fighting
drama
enough.
You're not giving us drama. Go home.
Go home. Where's that other one? I could tell you were waiting for it.
Jonbus.
Who's next?
JB.
Jonbus Blonde. JB Blonde. Worst drag name ever. It's rough. I miss her old drag name. I thought it was great. But
so she was the brother of St. Patrick. She was St. Patty.
So good.
Yeah. It was fun.
It was fun. It was funny. She looked incredible. The face, the face she's done. She got like two little suggestions about her face. Night and day. She looks beautiful now. So I was a big fan. And I haven't been John Burr's biggest fan throughout the whole season.
I've kind of been, like, middle of the pack. I feel like sometimes she's got some really cute dresses. I think overall, sometimes I fear she, like, at first when she got there was taking herself too seriously. Like, maybe she kind of realized if I don't lean into the campy, like, there's truly nothing left for me to explore. Like, they weren't eating her up in that way like some of the other queens could be just adored by standing there. She kind of had to bring a little something else to the table. So I'm happy she woke up and smelt the coffee, because her patty was it was fun. It was a little zany at times for me, and I think a little hyper local, like niche. So me, not, I missed some of the Irish jokes, but overall I was like, you seem to be
the snake ones.
Yeah, like, are snakes an unwanted thing in Ireland?
I think I actually knew that because there was a Simpsons episode about
snakes.
Where they club the snakes, and I think it was just, like, a sort of thing about, like, how snakes had taken over an area of, like, Ireland, and they had to, like, flush them out. SQ Cuties from Ireland, if you could call us with a nice little video call and let us know what we're missing.
Yeah,
set us straight on that one. But I kind of got them. I thought she was funny. She was one of those people in the Snatch Game where no matter what she said, I would be smiling.
Yes.
Yeah, she was great. She was funny.
Really,
she was great.
Really,
she looked beautiful.
Big, over the top. She just kind of was playing, like, make-believe in her chair just to be like...
Yeah. And she was fast, too.
Yeah. No, totally.
She was really fast.
Yeah. That was our Snatch
Game.
And
that was... Yeah, it was not good for me. Not a good one.
It felt like it, no pun intended, dragged a little bit.
Yeah, but it was a bit boring. If it was just Cheddar, Dakota, and JB, yeah, I would have been happy. Elated, actually. It would have been lovely. I think they would have all had fun with each other. They would have all had a great time. Everyone else kind of made it really fizzle. And, like, I feel like when it's the majority are bad, it makes for a really bad Snatch Game. You know?
Yeah.
Like, it wasn't season 14 bad, but it was still pretty bad.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Remember when they all had to lip sync because it was so bad?
I know. I still think even that was a little produced. Like, I think some people did just, like, okay. Because sometimes the editing with that, like, with especially comedy, like, if you show no one responding, enjoying what you've just said, you can make anything look hilarious or anything look terrifying. I love the edits on YouTube where it's just, like, queens who flopped, but then they re-edit it to look like RuPaul is, like, cackling, and it completely changes the energy. Sometimes you do have to wonder how much is in that little edit.
I actually love edits where they take out everybody talking and they just leave the awkward silent moments.
I'll do you one better. Have you ever watched The Big Bang Theory when they take out the studio audience laughing?
Oh, no.
You want cringe porn? Mama? Oh. It's so bad. I'm sorry to all my listeners who think that show is fun. I don't enjoy The Big Bang Theory. I think it's like nerd, and it just like is so on the nose. And the way that students' audience laughing, that laugh track is so like, you should laugh here and laugh here. And this is funny. And this is even more funny. It's like, no, it's not.
I feel like Big Bang Theory is one of those shows that like middle-aged white people fucking love. Like, oh, yeah. I go to a gym in a small town that is, I would say, 95% like middle-aged white people. Yeah. And the amount of time some of them said, oh my God, have you watched The Big Bang Theory? I'm like, yeah, of course I've watched The Big Bang Theory. Like, what the fuck? But I don't think it's funny.
Yeah.
No. Maybe like the first season was funny, but like then it just turned very sitcom-y and just like,
I just don't like laugh tracks. I don't like to be told when I should think something is funny.
Oh, the Aries jumped out. It leapt out.
Yeah.
Flew out. The fire sign came right out of there. She said, don't tell me what to do.
Don't fucking tell me what to fucking do.
Don't tell me what to fucking do. I'll laugh when I want to laugh, bitch.
That's when you do the laugh track.
Oh, okay. See, this is why you should have it.
What the fuck?
Oh, sorry. I don't know how to stop it.
So should we take a little break and then go to the main stage and do runways? Hot. BRPSQ cuties.
This episode is sponsored by BetterHelp.
Feeling down in the dumps? Feel like you need someone who isn't a friend or family member to talk about it? BetterHelp is the perfect neutral party.
BetterHelp offers licensed therapists who are trained to listen and help you.
Talk to your therapist in a private online environment at your convenience.
There's a broad range of expertise in BetterHelp's 20,000 plus therapist network that gives you access to help that may not be available in your area.
You just fill out a questionnaire to help assess your specific needs, and then you get matched with a therapist in under 48 hours. Boom.
Then you schedule secure video and phone sessions. Plus, you can exchange unlimited messages, and everything you share is completely confidential.
You can request a new therapist at no additional charge anytime.
Join the 2 million plus people who have taken charge of their mental health with an experienced BetterHelp therapist.
We have a special offer to the semi-qualified Queens listeners. Get 10% off your first month at betterhelp.com/SQQ.
That's betterhelp.com/SQQ. The special URL will be in the show notes. Thanks again to BetterHelp for sponsoring this episode.
Welcome back. Don't forget to use our code for BetterHelp if you need to talk to anybody or just be listened to.
Yeah, I need BetterHelp after that snatch game.
I need BetterHelp, period.
Just period.
Yeah.
Speaking of, I actually have a therapy appointment this Saturday.
Wow.
Yeah, because, well, so,
she's gonna live stream it.
I'm gonna live stream it. Something we haven't talked about yet on the pod was I was at a bar the other day. I was at a gig. And I was given an alcoholic beverage without my knowledge or my consent. And I drank half of it without knowing before the bartender came back, apologized, and then took the drink from me. Yeah. Gave me a mocktail.
Yeah. And you're a sober sister.
And I'm a sober sister. So I said to him, I was just like, I'm 5 years sober. And he's like, yeah, I understand that this was my mistake. And the scariest part about it was I was holding the drink and I was walking around to people being like, this is the best mocktail I've ever had in my life. This is the tastiest, most delicious thing I've ever had. I can't believe how good this is. And I was ripping it back. And it's because it was fucking brandy. It was cherry brandy. Mm. And I was just sucking it back. Oh my God. So do you know what I said to Priyanka the next day? Because she texted to check in on me. I told her, I was just like, oh yeah, I'm fine. I'm feeling better. Mm-hmm. Da, da, da. But I said, if I'm going to fucking relapse, I'm not going to relapse with cherry brandy. Give me a fucking margarita.
Fair.
And she just wrote, I'm done with you. And she stopped talking to me.
I love how Priyanka's the type to just be like, eh, we're
I'm done.
That doesn't, we're done. That doesn't make any sense. Okay, bye, cutie. Bye.
I'm done.
Yeah. Was here to be support, and now you're making jokes. Okay.
And I don't like it. So yes, I have a therapy appointment on Saturday to kind of talk those things out and things. So I'm very excited.
Oh, my God. Round of applause with our live audience. We're here for mental health. Yes. I love the abrupt stop of our audience. All at abrupt once, stop. They know how to abrupt just stop laughing.
It's too long for me.
Yeah. It's as if they just know.
They just know when I need to continue talking.
No, I think that's really important to like stay on top of that, because that's probably really jolting to be 5 years sober. And I hope you don't think now you've had to like, now you're 2 days sober or you're 4 days sober. Like, I would still consider your journey like years long. This was just like one like moment, and it's how you respond after, right?
And I've always seen sobriety and those things as not a linear road. I always found it as like ups and downs. Mm-hmm. And I think sobriety is more of a way you live your life and a mindset, and to give yourself such rigid rules can really push you to fall off the wagon. You know, so I'm not saying go out and have a drink and then be like, I'm still sober. But if someone is giving you alcohol in a non-consensual way, I don't think that's you seeking out alcohol. You're still a sober person.
Exactly. Yeah, you handled that like perfectly. And I'm so proud of you. I'm glad you've been able to see this as a moment to just like not freak out, not spiral. Because that can happen. That really can happen. Imagine you didn't.
I freaked out and spiraled.
But I always say, Beyonce always says, you get the day. You get one day to have those feelings. But I don't see that.
I took my day.
You took your day. Like, it's not right in front of me on this call. Do I see you kind of still like freaking out? You really seem like you've owned the situation. You shared the situation. I think sharing is really powerful. Secrets are where you can start to build shame. It grows in hiding. So the fact that you were like, this happened, holy shit.
Holy shit. Yeah, it was scary, rough boots, but we've made it through to the other side. And don't forget, if you wanted to make it out on the other side, don't forget to use our code for BetterHelp.
That's what I'm talking about. God, we're
talking
good.
About. God, we're all right, good. So let's make it to the runway. What did you think of Rue's dress? It was this really like constructed silver. I really liked it.
It was cool. I thought she was really beautiful. I love her in a gown, a sculpted gown. Mm-hmm. It works. Don't reinvent the wheel. And the shoe echoed the same kind of curvature shape that was running through the bodice. So we love when the footwear really ties it in. Just chef's kiss.
I also found the makeup was a lot more contrasting today. She didn't go as soft.
Yeah, dramatic.
You know, she went with there was like a little bit of a black in her crease. And I was like, ooh, that's really doing it for me. She hasn't done a face like that in a long time. I was like, I really like that. Mm-hmm. So big ups to Raven for taking a chance.
Yeah, really going wild. And then we've got
she went fucking crazy.
Michelle. We've got Michelle Visage, Alan Carr, and then a Spice Girl on the panel. We've got Mel C, Sporty Spice.
Yes, we have a Spice Girl there. We have a Spice.
Was this triggering for you?
Very triggering moment for me. Little spice moment.
Well, for our SQ cuties listening, why is this so triggering?
I was a part of a group called the Spice Queens. Keyword was part.
Past tense.
I woke up one morning, went on Instagram, and saw video footage of them just performing. And I was like, oh, well, guess I'm not in that anymore.
Oh, no.
Yeah. Just replaced.
They wrote you out of the script, and they didn't even give you the heads up?
Completely wrote me out of the script. Me and Priyanka. Damn. They said, You're on Drag Race? We're out.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Yeah. You texted Priyanka and said you wanted a margarita, and then she stopped texting you.
We FaceTimed.
Good. I hope
we
did.
Yeah, we FaceTimed. We had a moment.
I hope you
start
your own Spice Girl group with Drag Race alumni only.
Is this you auditioning?
Yes. This is me nominating myself for the role of
Who
baby.
Would you be?
Wait, no, you were Baby Spice.
I was Baby.
Anything. I would take anything, honestly.
I think you would be a good...
Anything but Sporty Spice. Which I mean, forget my point about Snatch Game. When it comes to cosplaying the group, like for the fantasy, I'm just the wrong girl. Like that's.
You know what? You'd be a good Ginger.
I would do Ginger. I would do Posh very gladly.
Ooh, you'd be a good Posh.
Thank you.
Oh, very good Posh. I just can't give up Baby. I'm just too much of a Baby.
and like physically it works because like you're on the short petite side, like it's no, you should be baby. Because if I were to wear the platform on top of my height, baby would be so baby. She would be giant.
You'd be giant. You would be a giant baby. You'd be Amazonian baby.
Honey, tell me something I don't know.
But yes, that is my baby. That is my my shady moment.
We really do just drop hot tea here on SQQ. But,
yes. But I wish them all the best. I wish no ill will on the girls. I just would have loved maybe a notification call.
I think that's the one misstep on their part. It's okay to recast. There's so many opportunities in the drag community for all of us. It's just a little weird when you find out you're no longer part of a group
that you built from the ground up.
Yeah. Were they doing your choreo?
Yeah.
Stop. That's
very choreo. It was choreo from like the choreographer that we had, but it's the entire original show. And it's like, oh, that was like our show, you know, like something we all built together.
I want you to crash and do the choreo so bad.
Oh, I crushed that choreo. I was a dancing queen, bitch. Oh. But I said me and Priyanka should go to a show and just sit front row.
Truly. Absolutely. Mm-hmm. I think that would show them you're here to support them. Yep. And, you know, let bygones be bygones. Ha, see ya. Hold tight.
But Mel looks great.
Mel looked so good. I loved her fun little blazer. Good. And we have a runway theme, which is just so fun. The category is tickled pink.
I would have been just so happy to do this runway.
So cute. That like Valentino pink, that like trending pink that's just so bright and vivid like a fuchsia. I would have loved this theme. Really, really cool. I love wearing pink. I don't even need a runway prompt. I just wear pink all the time. Like it's one of my favorite colors in drag. It's just so
fun. I wouldn't have even gotten a new outfit made. I would have just been like, which one?
Which one? Which one do I want to wear?
Which is a fun one I've worn before.
Truly. That's kind of fun. Yeah. I like when you can tell when girls perhaps have like pulled into the closet and brought it to the show. Like not everything has to be brand new made for the show. I feel like it shows a bit more of your personality. But anyways, let's dive in to these runways, starting with Dakota.
Oh.
And this is a color.
So good.
This is just like Barbie, just so cute. The mini dress draped around a cloak, gathered gown, like robe moment. It just made her look like a Barbie doll.
She looked so beautiful. She felt slightly off-brand of the like very 60s. It felt very modern of her. Mm-hmm. But I am not complaining in the least bit. It was incredible. I loved the taffeta. Was it taffeta? The taffeta cape?
It was giving taffeta.
I loved it. I was a big fan.
Dakota and the taffeta.
Dakota and the taffeta. Dakota Schaefer and the taffetas. Mm-hmm. Looking very good. I couldn't think of a funny way to say
that. I was trying to think of what we were going to do. I was like, oh, wow, go pop off early.
Yeah, Dakota and the taffeta.
She looking very incredible.
Stannin'.
Done in love. But then we had Black Peppa. This look for me, there was actually a lot of red in it for a color prompt.
It would have been a magenta and the camera just made it look red.
No, girl. I saw that in Untucked. That looked like ruby red. Like that was
interesting.
I wish the checkered motif that was in the jacket happened in the pants. Because the tall wig and the wig bit, loved. When she got down the runway and she opened up her hair and she ate cotton candy, hilarious. I'm loving it. But the kind of spider webby pants, they just felt out of place for me. And when she was saying, it's not my favorite theme, like I don't really like pink, it's like, baby, we can tell. Like, honey, we know.
She painted herself pink episode one.
Yes.
I was like, babe, why did you, if I was her, I would have saved that look. Maybe for that?
Mm-hmm.
Tickled pink, you're pink.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. Maybe that's just me, but I wasn't a big fan of this look. And I'm usually a very like, I love her looks. And I just felt this one, it felt disjointed. It didn't feel like it made a lot of sense.
It felt like it was three very, albeit cool pieces. They were attending different parties. The head said Marie Antoinette. The jacket said Circus Berserkus. And the pant said Halloween.
Imagine the pant in, like, a matching sort of very small top with, like, a very slick back hair, you know? Or, like, a hair made, an afro made out of cotton candy.
Yeah.
Like, something like that. I don't know. Yeah. And you can tell when someone doesn't like the theme. That's why I brought that up.
Because I felt like she almost kind of phoned it in. It was, like, my clown theme. I was like, I don't really like clowns. I'm just going to do, like, whatever this week. Fucking hate clowns. It's not my jam. I'm not like, oh, clowns. I'm so inspired.
I'm so inspired by clowns. Yeah. All right. Who else? Cheddar.
Next we have Cheddar.
Oh.
This was really beautiful. And we skipped over mirror chats this episode, but it's totally worth mentioning. With Cheddar's age comes some history, comes some really
Can we back it up? How old is Cheddar?
Is she not like 40?
I think Cheddar's my age.
I thought she was a little bit older.
Didn't she? She was talking as if she was
born in the '80s.
So was I.
Okay, well, you're not young. Do I need to get you a calculator and let you know how many years you've been on this planet?
Yeah, but I wasn't like living through the AIDS crisis. Cheddar Gorgeous. Let me look at this. Let me look at her Wikipedia. How old is this bitch? It doesn't say. Dr. Cheddar Gorgeous. She's 38.
But she wasn't
going to bars during the AIDS crisis. She's not that old.
So let me back up a bit. I do think Cheddar brings to the competition a different generation of drag that was pre-Drag Race. So Cheddar's job, her role this season, is to be the seasoned queen, and albeit her date of birth doesn't actually mean she was alive during, like, the peak scariest time of the AIDS epidemic, I still think it was her story to share on the show.
Yes.
And I don't know if this was her way of talking around her own diagnosis, not feeling comfortable disclosing that. There was a little part of me that wondered if that's potentially at play, but she didn't feel comfortable disclosing.
Well, it was feeling like it was going that way.
That's what I thought, but then she didn't say it. So I don't want to make assumptions, but she definitely felt really honored, and like it was the story she was meant to tell. So I, for that reason, I really appreciated her telling of this moment, because for me, I kind of was feeling more like Dakota in this situation, where it was when I grew up, it was kind of like the AIDS crisis. There'd been technology, there'd been research, and it was, it's not that it didn't exist and it wasn't a factor, but it wasn't as scary as it was previously, where it's like people just almost assumed if you were gay, you were going to die of AIDS. Like, it was just this.
That's me growing up.
See, right?
So that small difference, because how old are you?
I'm 30.
So even in that 4 years.
Which is huge.
It's a 4 year difference. Even in that 4 years, when I was growing up, I was told constantly that you are going to get AIDS and you're going to die.
Yeah.
That's how you will live your life. You will eventually get AIDS. It's going to happen at some point. You're going to look at a man, touch him, you will get AIDS, and then you'll die. Like, that's what I was, especially because I went to Catholic school. Hello. So it was just like, So it was just like drilled into me that was just your fate, because that was the fate of the men that came before you, right? Yep. They didn't put any kind of emphasis on, like, the science going forward, or people actually living their lives comfortably with medicine and things. Like, I didn't see a lot of that when I was growing up. Now, obviously, you know, U equals U, undetectable equals untransmittable, like all of those really important things that we know now. PrEP is readily available. So I think now it's a lot better time to grow up with those resources and knowing those things. I thought it was really important.
I appreciated how the whole mirror chat was basically dedicated to that, because it's really important. And it's one of those things that rounds out Drag Race, is when it has the ability to storytell like this and just kind of contextualize for the whole queer community. And then those who are allies just remember, like, how far we've come. So I thought that was a really great inspiration for their piece and really well executed through the triangular shapes, the way it,
oh yeah, we didn't even so talk graphic. About the outfit.
Well, that's just it, right? This is all the backstory, why they were so passionate about this look. And so I felt not only was it, you know, that rang true, you could see why this was kind of opposite to Black Peppa. Cheddar Gorgeous was really excited to wear this look, to own in this theme, and I thought they did a great job.
Me too. And I'm happy they didn't have to lip sync, because it looked like they were having trouble, like, walking in it.
Yeah. There was so no was way they, like, were lip syncing. They did great.
I was just like, oh, I really hope they take this one. But I thought it was beautiful. I thought it was an incredible outfit. And they were, and I'm such a big Cheddar fan, and every episode I become a bigger and bigger Cheddar fan. So, very happy for this, Ren. I thought it was great. Danny Beard.
This, for me, wasn't Danny's strongest.
Yes.
It was kind of giving classic Danny Beard with that really nipped waist, like the hourglass thing going on. But like great, like a great, well-made suit with the feathers on the sleeves. Like, I love the suit, but the actual, I don't know, it wasn't enough.
I think when you have an outfit that is so insane and elaborate, the next week, no matter what you do, unless it's better, is just going to feel like a little flat, you know? It was beautiful. It was nice. But I still have the other week on my mind. So.
Could you imagine it was the same costume, just in all pink?
Honestly, kind of a gag.
Like, from here on out, it's Danny Beard in the House of
So bold. Yeah. So, such a gag. I would be into it.
Little Shop of Horrors.
And it's just a pink version. Yeah.
Yeah, no, Danny Beard, it was safe. I think this was a safe week for Danny B.
Now, JB Blonde, what'd you think?
I didn't think it needed the reveal. So, SQ Cuties, same. If you didn't watch the episode, I mean, congratulations for listening to a podcast that talks exclusively about it. Jombers walked down the runway and had the skirt kind of flipped up, and at the end of the runway, flipped it down to reveal some feathers. And personally, I think they could have just come out without that kind of arguably anticlimactic reveal and just strut a beautiful gown. Cute little cocktail dress.
Yeah, it was just pretty, and I feel like she could have just been pretty with it. I thought the hair, and I feel like this is my thing with JB, Miss JB Blonde, is she very much falls into like a very old Hollywood thing, and I think it tends to make her look older than she is, because out of drag, Miss JB is very cute and very youthful looking. And I feel like once they're in drag, today I didn't feel like they looked older. They looked very beautiful, and they've really done their, I think they're doing more justice to their bone structure now. But the hair still felt very kind of like, it felt like it was aging them. I was just like, do younger styles. You're young. Wear cute, fun things. Wear something pretty. Like, remember when they had that human hair on that was wet? Stunning on them. I felt like this needed something a little bit younger, because the dress was very young. The dress is sweet 16. Yeah. So why are we so it felt like the hair was very just like sweet 16, but in the 50s.
Yeah.
So it just felt dated. So it's just like, I want her to wear kind of more fun, effervescent things, you know? But it was still very pretty. And I like a blonde to pink hair. So it was pretty. It just wasn't my favorite.
I'm with you. And then LaPhil coming out in like a tent sculpture thing.
Oh.
You didn't vibe?
No.
But I did like how she wore the platform shoes that we were kind of saying, like, go gaga and like wear like a really tall stiletto like platform boot. So she had the height to also come with the giant tent like sculpture that her look was. But I just I don't know, why was it a swing and a miss? What wasn't working for you?
It felt very stiff.
Okay.
And the way she was working it on the runway was as if it had more movement than it did. Like, I remember at one point she did a big turn and it just kind of went, and I was like, ugh. She was almost treating it like a ball gown when it was more of like a parachute kind of thing, like a structured parachute. It almost felt like it needed to have the ball gown on top of it. Like, it felt like the underneath of something. I wasn't a big fan. I liked the pink. I liked the color of the pink, but I almost wish she took all that structure out of it and just let it flow.
Just let it flow. Let it flow, just
let
baby.
It flow. Let it flow and move. Like how Suki used to do.
Let it flow.
Let it flow. like Suki used to do those very flowy things on the runway,
mm-hmm.
you know, and, mm-hmm. and I think if it just flowed, it would have been prettier than the, just this very structured thing on her body. But yeah. You're right. I did like the shoes and how tall they were.
I thought that gave it some theatrics to it, but
yeah.
Sorry, LaPhil. Didn't go all the way for us.
Wasn't a big fan. Sorry.
No, but based on runway and performance, our winner this week is none other than Juice's growing crush, Cheddar Gorgeous.
Cheddar Gorgeous. Yay! I want to be absolutely squished between those chest pillows. But yeah. What? I like a big chest. I know. I'm so sorry.
I love that you love it.
Just
that it was well deserved. And then yes. I think that's maybe why we got like all that mirror chat time with Cheddar this week. And they're just so old that it's just really important that they get this.
I'm so happy they were able to get this time before they withered away and died
of old age
and just poofed off the map. They're past 25. I'm surprised they're still alive.
Or even cast on the show.
Oh my god, 38. And then our bottoms this week are LaPhil and Black Peppa, which I could kind of see. I think it would be a toss-up between Pixie and LaPhil.
Yeah, but I think those two really...
Oh my god, we didn't talk about Pixie's runway.
Oh, we didn't. Well, that's a bad sign.
Oh, I liked it. It was so cute. I would wear that.
I would... You know what, Juice? I would wear it,
You too. Would wear that.
I would absolutely wear the shit out of this. But what was it about it that we didn't want to talk about it? What was it about it that made us forget in the lineup? Like, there was something about this look that I felt it didn't break through the noise.
It was simple.
It was very simple.
It was very simple. And it was cute. It was adorable. It was fun. I would wear it. But I think that's the problem, is I would wear it at a show.
Yeah, like a meet and greet. Or no, like a performance. It's sparkly.
Like
it's
a performance. I would. It's more. It felt more of a performance outfit. Yeah, but I still loved it.
Yeah, that's worked the world. But like... on the runway, it's like, I wanted something more.
You wanted Roxy Rude.
I wanted Roxy Rude in that jumpsuit.
You wanted Roxy Rude.
I
ever meet her, I have to explain this joke to her and see if she'll enjoy it.
I think she'd love it.
I think she'd be pixie polite about the
She'd
whole
at
thing.
Least be Nancy neutral about the joke.
Well, there we go, we covered it.
So then our bottom two, as before mentioned, we've got LaPhil and Black Peppa, and to me that seemed fair. Now mm-hmm. Jusica, what did we think of the lip syncs? It got messy.
It was bad
when LaPhil started taking off her shoes. What was she shaking out of the shoe?
I think she had like rose petals or something in the shoe, but like it was just, she was just shaking them on the floor in like the mess of the dress. And you're doing, I'm sorry, can I rant?
Rant away.
You are literally doing a Spice Girls song, and all the girls in the back are doing the choreo to Stop, but no one on the lip sync is doing the choreo to Stop.
Where was it? Even for
Where
one
was
second,
it?
For one Get, fucking second.
And if they were to do it together at the exact same time, how much more fun would that have been? Because everyone would have been like, oh yeah, and Mel would have joined in. Like it's a thing, it's a phenomenon. The Stop dance is a massive thing. It swept the entire world. Everybody loved that dance. Everybody knows that dance.
Drag queens would kill to be in girl groups that do this dance across stages.
And then
everywhere.
Get fired without their knowledge and replaced.
I agree. I really agree. All of a sudden, I have a craving for Baby Bell cheese. I don't know why.
Those make me...
I just want a little. I don't know what it is. I just want a little.
Oh my god.
Oh, I love you guys so much. All of you are crazy, crazy girls.
Oh yeah. My God.
Where was the choreo? Where was the Spice Girls choreo? Down the shitter.
Awful. And I just, and Black Pepper was great. I'm not saying they were, she was bad. She was great. She did everything she needed for a lip sync, but yeah. it's the Spice Girls, babe. It's just be a Spice Girl.
I just didn't get why immediately LaPhil like pointed at their crotch and went so like sexual with the song. It felt desperate. Like it felt like,
yeah,
I don't know how to make this entertaining. So I'm going to make this really raunchy, like from the jump. It was just like,
yeah,
I don't know.
It's it was Spice the Spice Girls song. Just yeah. have fun. I feel like Spice Girls are one of those things where it's like handing you a good lip sync. Yep. They're saying, here you go. Here you go. Mm-hmm. Here's a way to have one of the best lip syncs ever. Here's mm-hmm. Stop by Spice Girls. Go, and we are giving you the means to create something. And they, mm-hmm. then they just went, nah.
Yeah, no. Like, I'm going to point at my crotch instead. And take off my shoes.
And take off my shoes. And like, and while Black Pepper did much better, I thought that she was a lot more controlled. She was having a lot more fun. She was giving you the jump splits and all that stuff. But it felt very like typical Drag Race lip sync, you know, front to back. Like, this is what you do mm-hmm. to survive a Drag Race lip sync versus kind of honoring the song. I don't know. I'm a Spice Girls fan. So mm-hmm. for mm-hmm. me, it was just like, come on, guys. But I did really love all the girls in the back going full choreo.
Yes.
I loved watching them. Yeah. Like, it's such an... I don't know.
Did Mel do it?
She did. She had her little moment with it. But yeah, I wasn't a big fan of the lip sync.
Sometimes you just gotta don't reinvent the wheel. Ain't nothing wrong with the wheel.
Don't reinvent the wheel. Just let it roll.
We gotta make that a soundbite.
Yeah, that's gotta be a soundbite. Yeah. yeah, it felt like that. Yeah, and I'm sorry if that was a bit aggressive of me, but...
Honey, don't you ever apologize on this podcast.
I'll talk to my therapist about
apologize.
I know. I've got to talk to Miss Erin about that.
I'm telling you, live stream it. I want to watch.
You want to watch me and my therapist?
I would actually watch that. There's a show on Showtime, Couples Therapy, where it's actual real couples in couples therapy. Girl.
Oh.
It's so good.
I like this therapist because we get along really well. And she would do things where I remember I would like say something. I would be like, yeah. And then this and this happened. And she would go, oh my God, that's awful of them. And I would be like, right?
Right?
She would just kind of like, she would tell me when I was being like too much, but she would agree with me when I needed to be agreed with. And I would be like, ah, thank you.
Therapy is a beautiful place for someone who you basically pay to rant. And give yes. you an unbiased opinion. They kind of yes. give you this compass of like, no, girly, that's fucked. Like, you should actually yeah. feel bad about this. Perhaps this is like something about like family trauma, you know, like yes. when you're leaning yes. into different things. Yes. I love therapy for that. No, that's really cool. Therapy. I like that you have a great relationship.
Yeah. It's been a while since I've seen a good therapist. I had a therapist in locally a few months ago and I was like, I'm not vibing. I felt like at some yeah. points I was therapizing her and I was like, I don't like this relationship.
Yeah. I always go yeah. in like it's a first date and I'm like, I'm going to make them fall in love with me, which is literally not the point of therapy. It's like
that might be why you need therapy, actually, is that reason.
100%. No, it's called there's fight or flight. There's also fawn. So it's like I fawn all the time. Like when I'm not feeling comfortable, I just try to make the person around me, I'm their hype girl so that I feel safe. It's a thing.
Oh, I love that.
I'm sure you do. A lot of people do. It is like, but it's, I love that. It ends up, you know, not working out for me. Because sometimes when yes. I get comfortable with someone, I'm less like uppity. And then it happened last week with a friend. They're like, is everything okay? And I was like, I'm actually feeling so great and comfortable. I'm just not having to be my like uppity self. So it's quite funny. I feel sometimes good. I get
so once you've trapped. Completely like vibed and shut down, I know that you're comfortable.
Like, literally, if I can be a little, like, Cynthia pissed, that means we're close.
When you harvest snap?
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. Mm-hmm. Oh, my God. Juice. That's the end of the episode. We're halfway through the season. Can you believe it?
I can. We do have...
I can believe it.
I can believe it. I can believe it. We are going to be going into Canada versus the world. We have mm-hmm. to, Canadian girlies. So things are going to get a little cuckoo bananas crazy for semi-qualified queens. I think we're going to have 2 weeks where we are going to have a little bit either two more episodes a week or beefier episodes. I'm not really sure.
We're gonna drop it like it's hot. We're gonna give you double eps. We're just
double
like,
eps. You're gonna get a lot of this.
Bam, bam, bam. Thank you, ma'am. It's gonna be it's gonna be UK one day, and then it's gonna be Canada versus the next day, and then the day after that, we're gonna record more of those.
So besties, if you want to be a part of the conversation, don't forget to go on our Instagram at semiqualifiedqueenspod, Twitter at sqqpod using the hashtag semiqualifiedquestions, or email us at semiqualifiedqueenspod@gmail.com.
Really important one. Okay, if you want to be heard on the show, if you listen to this podcast and think, hey, I want to hear my voice on the next podcast, just tippity type www.speakpipe.com/splash/ SQQ pod, and you can record your voice, give us your best hosting material, ask a question, say whatever you want. If it's funny, we'll let it fly.
We're gonna be back next week with another episode of Semi-Qualified Queens covering RuPaul's Drag Race UK. I can't think of anything funny. We're going to talk to you guys next week. Love you guys. Thank you so much for listening. Bye. Talk to you next week. Bye. Oh, is there an outro?
I don't think so. It's that, like, it's that music that they play when, like...
Da-na-na-na-na.